currently, I'm joined, I can't speak, on the phone with Ryan Schmidt. How are you going, Ryan?
Hey, Riley. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
I'm great. So you have a brand new single coming out Friday, and you're giving us a nice little sneak peek listen.
That's right.
Can you tell us a bit about the song?
So it's kind of a weird song for me to write. I'm usually quite analytical with things, but essentially it's pretty much about being late for school. I slept in, and I'm usually quite punctual, but on this particular morning I wasn't. And I slept in and came home from school and wrote this song about how I didn't want to go and the scramble to get to school. That's pretty much it, really.
Writing from the
quite
mundane.
A random track, but yeah.
Writing from the mundane. It can make some really good tracks sometimes, and it does sound bloody good, and I'm keen for the people to listen. Did you record the track with anyone in particular, or do you do it on your own?
So a lot of it is done by me at home. I mean, I'm playing all the instruments, and I've definitely composed the whole track, but in terms of recording, I recorded vocals and drums with a good friend called Michael in Boston. So credit to him for putting it down. But, yeah, all the music is done in my bedroom, and I'm playing an instrument, so I like to keep it that way. I think it's a lot more raw, and I'm not relying on telling everyone else how to play something. I could just go to the drums and do it myself. So, that's about it, really. And I had it mastered by a guy called Michael Cooper, so shout out to him as well. But, yeah, all of it's done by me.
Awesome. How talented. I wish I could do that. I feel like so many artists these days are doing more of their stuff on their own in, like, even just bedroom studios, and it's quite sick because, I mean, I would not know how to start, but...
it is addictive. But, it is the way to do it now. I mean, it's hard to pay for other musicians to play things, and it's better when you've got it in your head to be able to just do it. It's probably the best way.
Oh, totally. And if you're that young and you're figuring that out, geez, you got some good shit coming. And I also love the little cheeky nod to the 517 bus because I caught that one quite myself.
No way.
Yep, it's like the one that goes right down my street. So.
that's my bus route. It's pretty funny. A lot of my friends have heard the track now, and there's a lot of jokes going around the school and the area about the 517 because it is such a well-known bus route. And I mean,
totally.
From Northland to Greensboro, it's a pretty funny crew to be jumping on. But, yeah, I had to reference it somewhere, and it just fit perfectly, so I was happy with that.
Absolutely, love it. And you've got this single. Do you have any more coming soon, or, like, a possible album or anything, or are you just smashing out school and doing music as well?
I'd like to say I'm smashing out school, but sadly that's not what's happening at the moment. Look, for me it's been quite a long process to actually get this track and myself to a point ready to start pushing music. I wanted to do it, especially this time in the year, Triple J Unearthed Highs just opened, and so I found that was probably the best time for me to go, all right, now I'm going to actually try and make something of this, because I've been writing for a couple of years now, and I've got so much material ready to share, but I just needed the right time, and it's slowly and slowly presented itself, which means that I'd like to say there's a lot of music coming out really soon, but we're gonna see how Big Roomy Bed does, and then reevaluate. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of music ready to come out.
Amazing. And I reckon we'll play the track now. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, that's about it, really. I'm just keen. Make sure when it comes out, everyone get on it.
Yeah, totally, everyone.
That's my little pitch.
There we go. Stick around for Friday and you'll be able to get it wherever you want to get it. But for now, I think it's on... Oh, you can find it on Tone Deaf, I know that. But you can also find it right now. So here's Ryan Schmidt with Big Roomy Beds.